I think since the main thing that boosts me up is I'm a very sociable person. I'm a very interactive people with like friends and stuff like that. Since I weren't able to do that, I was really shut out. My mum was asking questions. She was wanting to get me to counselling because I was sure I'd be depressed most of the time. And like whenever someone would ask me if I'm okay, I'd completely blank them out. Like if they messaged me, I'd just not say anything. I spent about a month, 2 months not doing anything, and I became very depressed, very anxious, and having thoughts that I wish I'd never had in my head. And that's when my mum started to get very concerned, so did my dad, and they started going to people, started asking how their child been, and they said they've never seen me in this sort of way, because they know me as a very jokative, annoying in a good way, and likes to boost people up and get them motivated and make them happy. But since lockdown happened, I haven't been able to do that. I've become very depressed. I thought about literally the first thing I see that could come to my head that could end it all, I would have done that straight away. Because I started to get ill because I wasn't eating at all, because I didn't want to come out of my room. So I wasn't eating that much and stuff like that. My parents said, you've got to come out because you're going to kill yourself if you're not eating. You're going to starve yourself. And when I come out, I was weak. But then they got me boosted and they started, like, because they bought these little study books it's sort of like online homeschooling, sort of. Like, you have these booklets and you have, like, these lessons. And that started getting me back into wanting to go back to school and then they started setting me up with, like, Skype calls with my friends because, of course, I haven't been able to see them at all. And that sort of started to boost me up a little bit. And the only thing that brought me down is when I became ill. And then I completely lost it all. And then I was back down to where it was, but they kept on bringing me back up. So I sort of have my parents thanking, I sort of thank them for keeping me here. I didn't see anyone, but as I was saying about like my sister, she's going into like studying the mental like body and the health and stuff like that. And she's worked in like counselling and stuff like that. So I sort of, she was my sister, she's my older sister. But like she sort of, I used her as like counselling as well. Like she helped me get through it because she was talking to me about it and stuff like that. And so I sort of saw someone, but in a way it was sort of family. But I still count it as I saw someone. And like even though like my parents were helping as well, and they were like, even though I was mostly up in my room, they were bringing up stuff. They were like bringing up like books, stuff. They would sit with me for an hour. And then they would like, and stuff like that. And that sort of boosted me up to get out of my bed and do something. I changed most of my like daily routine for exercise. Like I cut down on some foods. I did like smoothies, like energy, like smoothies, like bananas, apples and all that blended in. And like I would take that out and I would do stuff, exercise like that to keep my like mental and like physical fitness up. And that's also the reason why I've took like PE for GCSE as well, because that will help me understand more about the body as well, so then realise how I can boost up my exercise and what can make me more stronger and fitter in the best possible ways. Even though we've been through this struggle, we've all built up more social networks. We've also, like, even though, like, social, like, Instagram and Snapchat, even though they can take mindset of things, they can blank out people out of the world, it sort of joined us together a lot more, like the world all together. And even if this happens again, we will sort of also know. And people that are like dealing with hard times, like anxiety, depression, there's always someone you can talk to. And if there isn't, you're gonna have to think of certain ways, like do exercise, take your mind off things, meditation, and if you ever needed help, you would have to think of very possible ways of taking your get a better mental health.